I'm joined today by Frank Schaefer, who is a writer and author of Why I Am an Atheist Who Believes in God. Frank is also both a survivor of polio and a fundamentalist evangelical childhood. And that's even an understatement, Frank. I mean, your parents essentially created a what would you call it, a Christian sect, a community?
Hey, a little bit of all of the above. You know, I guess people who aren't familiar with evangelical work don't understand that evangelicalism may not have a pope, it has many popes. And my father became one of those, a very famous evangelical in American and British evangelical circles in the 70s and 80s. And so I wouldn't so much say it was a cult, but it was certainly a sect of personality or a cult of personality. You know, so people who followed my dad and my mom's writings, for instance, were, you know, the kind of folks who would buy everything he wrote, who would show up at any lecture he gave, who would write for the most personal kind of advice, and, you know, followed him much in a way that we associate, say, with, you know, when the Beatles went off to India and were sitting at the feet of the Maharishi, and for a while all their records reflected sitar music and the rest of it. It was kind of like that. I mean, this was the 60s when my dad got well known, and the people beating a path to his door at Le Brie Fellowship in Switzerland, where he had his ministry, were, you know, hitchhiking students. They came out of the Beat Generation first, and then hippies and others. So my dad really was an evangelical, but an evangelical cast in the mold of a kind of a hippie guru in the late 50s, 60s into the early 70s.
Yeah.